and the first came out red all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. And rams' skins dyed red, and badgers' skins, and shittim wood. And thou shalt make a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering above of badgers' skins. And ram's skins dyed red, and badgers' skins, and shittim wood. And every man with whom was found blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and red skins of rams, and badgers' skins, brought them. And he made a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of badger skins above that. And the covering of ram's skins dyed red, and the covering of badger's skins, and the veil of the covering. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you, and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon. And they removed from Elam and encamped by the Red Sea. And they removed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you, until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we were gone over. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, and King Solomon made a navy of ships, in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side, as red as blood. And didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth for ever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth for ever. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry the noise thereof was heard in the Red Sea. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. I saw by night, and behold a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom. And behind him were their red horses, speckled and white. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads.